There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Careful making wishes in the dark, dark. Can't be sure when it hit that rock and the sides. In the
meantime, I'm just dreaming of tearing you up. That is hammered out to deep left field. Forget about it. Big fly from Mike Trout, and the Angels have tied this one up at one.
Hey, I'm Trent Rush.
This is Brendan Marsh. The Los Angeles Angels and 66ers baseball.
This is Joe Adell here with the Los Angeles Angels.
I'm Troy Hunter Jr.
You're listening to the All Angels Podcast.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thank you for joining us here on the All Angels Podcast. We have a special guest today on the show. We want to welcome in Justin Anderson, pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels. Justin, thank you for joining us here on the All Angels Podcast.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me today.
So, Justin, obviously, season's over. Your season kind of got off to a rocky start during the summer camp. So, for people that haven't known, you had Tommy John surgery. How are you doing right now as we're talking?
So, right now, I'm doing really well, honestly. You know, I just had a 3-month follow-up with the surgeon on last Tuesday, and you know, everything checked out okay. He said I'm right where I need to be. He's confident with everything that I've got going on right now. I feel very good right now with everything I have going on. You know, just been getting after it every day, doing PT at one place and then going to another place and getting all my workouts in. So it's definitely been nice being able to just be more active again for sure, because, you know, this has been – it's been a tough time for a little bit because there's not a lot I could do for the first few weeks. It's a lot of getting inflammation out and – just trying to get as much range of motion back as you can at that time. And then once eventually you just keep being patient, it comes, and then you can start doing more and more. It's definitely been a roller coaster for a little bit, but I'm definitely on, I would say, ticking upwards now. It's awesome.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this injury has become, you know, too commonplace, but with that, you know, you have people that have been through it. You have other pitchers that have been through it and you can probably lean on. Is there a certain somebody that you've leaned on to kind of get that kind of, you know, guidance or have someone on your side? Is there a certain teammate or somebody that you've reached out to?
I wouldn't say anyone in particular, no. I mean, I've talked to Heaney quite a bit about it. I've talked to Cam about it too. I mean, even though he's not with us right now, but I've definitely talked to him about it as well. And I've got a buddy of mine living with me right now. And, you know, he was actually my roommate in college. He was another TJ guy. So, I mean, that's just three guys right there that right off the top of my head that I talked to quite a bit. And so talking to them's been helpful a lot too, because they're all the same, but they're all a little different too in their own ways, just because we all heal so differently, you know. But ultimately, I mean, we're all still doing the same thing. We're all still playing the game we love and all able to compete at highest level that we're currently at. So it's definitely nice.
You know, when it happened, when you initially felt that in your elbow, did you know right away what it was, or did you, you know, I guess on the back of your mind, you're always kind of hoping it's not it, but did you know right away?
I mean, I think I knew part of it, honestly. Yeah. But I just wasn't sure. And it also crossed my mind too. When I was out there, I was like, you know, if it really went, you know, you need to make sure it went, dude. You don't need to hold anything back. So, I mean, I'll never forget. I can still see it. It was the very first pitch I threw to Albert in the inter squad, my first inter squad game that we had done. I think it was like game 3 even. And I seriously, I'll never forget. It was warm up in the bullpen, perfectly fine. No issue with nothing. Warm up on the game mound, same thing. I'm telling, like, nothing. And then very first pitch I threw to Albert, it was a fastball that just kind of got away from me a little bit, actually, too. It was ball 1 out of the zone, but I mean, it wasn't like I felt something weird. And then I kind of blacked out when I was out there on the mound, completely blacked out, just kept pitching through it. Wasn't sure how I was even throwing a fastball at that point. I couldn't throw a fastball. I could barely throw a slider. Was just still trying to rip it as hard as I could. And somehow was able to do that a little bit, but it was still just in pain doing it. I mean, still, when I go back and think about it, I think it's crazy that I just kept trying to throw through an absolute straight terror.
Yeah, you know, people talk about adrenaline, right? So you were just out there on straight adrenaline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, after this happens, after, you know, you black out and stuff, you get back there. What was the initial reaction once you cleared your mind and you went, oh crap, like, you know, did you, what was your did you already focus on, okay, I got to get better, we got to get this done, or what were you thinking?
At first I was thinking it was just some bone spurs that I had going on in the back, but I didn't know that it was going to be as serious and severe. I mean, because I passed three clinicals from, you know, three different people. One was one of the doctors, and then two were from two different trainers. I mean, I had no medial side pain, and that's what kind of threw everyone off for a loop. Was the pain was all my pain was on the backside of the elbow. Mm-hmm. So, and then you find out there's been some other injuries in the past where their pain has also been on the backside too, where it was towards. So that's definitely interesting how they're. Some people are susceptible to not having pain on the medial side when you have a full tear. And I mean, that's how it was for me. It just felt like I had someone in the back of my elbow just kind of like stabbing me every time I tried to bend it a certain way. So for it to be a complete tear, I was definitely thrown off by that.
So now moving forward, what is the timeline? I guess, what's your ideal timeline? And then what's the timeline, you know, the doctors mm-hmm. and the trainers are telling you?
Honestly, we're all on the same page with it. We've all been on the same page from the get with it. I mean, realistically, I'm shooting for September. You know, I'm kind of counting for, you know, any faultiness that may happen in between, because it, you know, it's just something that can happen. It's the nature of the beast. So if I'm back in early in August, you know, that'd be awesome as well. You know, 12 months is July 22nd. So okay. If I'm back sometime even mid August or even late August, you know, those are all big moments too. But for right now, I'm pretty focused on telling myself, you know, get yourself back in one big league game. You get yourself back in one big league game, you know, Lord willing, you do that and let all the chips fall where they fall after that. And I think that's a pretty good mindset for where I need to be right now, honestly.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I have to ask this question, and with anyone that has a severe injury, not just TJ, mm-hmm. but you know, anything else, how hard was it to actually watch the games on TV?
Oh, it's especially, I think it's a little different in my case because I wasn't allowed to be at the stadium.
Okay.
So when I was doing my rehab, like I've been doing all my rehab at home here in Houston. I wasn't able to do any of it at the stadium because I took up a tier for this season. And in case they wanted to, you know, obviously they brought other guys in at the alternate sites, you know, make sure they kept getting any type of development they could. So I basically, me getting rid of my tier one spot, you know, allowed for some guys to do that. So right. It was tough. That part of it was tough, not being able to go in and see everyone every day. Cause you know, normally that's how it is. You have your TJ and you either come in early in the morning, you have a session there, and then you see the guy, like as you're getting your days winding down, you kind of see the guys start rolling in, or you come in the middle of the, like middle of the day when it's a little less downtime for the guys and the trainers aren't as busy with them. So it was weird not being able to see them every day going through this, but watching on TV was just as hard because I felt like I was useless just sitting there at home too. It wasn't like I could sit there in the dugout and, you know, oh, hey, I see this. Like right. There's just a different view in the dugout or a different view in the bullpen when you can see and you can pick up different parts of the game going on like that, but definitely watching at home, you don't get that advantage.
So now with especially our first time guests, we like to ask them a little, questions about themselves. So, you know, I'm going to start it off. I'm going to go, if you could play any other, be a professional in any other sport, what would you be?
It probably has to be golf.
Ooh.
All right.
I mean, only for the sheer fact of it kind of, in golf, it's literally, it turns into like you versus you totally. There's no you, there is you versus the other guy, I guess, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's you, you have to make this shot, you have to make this putt, you have to make this chip. It, you know, it's all, there's no one else to blame but yourself. I guess Mother Nature can obviously have its effects too in a game of golf for sure, but definitely it's you versus you when you play golf. So if you want to improve, you got to improve on yourself all the time.
Yeah, Daniel's an avid golfer. I'm more of a golf, nice. Not like Daniel over here. Daniel goes like every weekend almost.
I like every other, maybe I've not every, played in every, a while. Every 3 weeks. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't help me at all. To be honest, I've been shooting the same score for it feels like forever. But no, it's is that like a pitcher's thing? Because we got that from a couple pitchers. Like,
that's a running joke. Yeah, of course it is. But I mean, we all know like position players love playing golf too. Don't get that twisted also. But I mean, it's a huge running joke, probably a professional baseball, you know, oh, pitcher good at golf. What do you expect? Doesn't have time on his hands. They just assume we all don't have time on our hands.
Well, with you being in the bullpen, I mean, you can pitch on Tuesday. You have no idea like, you know, when you're going to get called upon, I guess. With the starters, it makes it a little more easier. You're like, hey, you know, I just pitched on Sunday. I know I'm good for the next couple of days. I can schedule 9 in.
Exactly. Definitely. I mean, I'm sure some guys do that, but I have yet to play golf in during any of my professional seasons, even when I was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like during the season, I don't think I've ever played. Yeah, wow. I haven't. During the seasons, I've never played around golf. Yeah, not even a day off. I've never played around the golf.
Okay. You're a Houston guy, Texas guy. Mm-hmm. So who's your pro ball team?
Hey, Texans till I die. I ride with them. It's hard. It's tough. Don't talk about now. That's a different train. I mean, getting rid of Hopkins. I remember the day it happened. It was honestly the day after we got home from being sent home from COVID in March. And I was like, this can't be any better. Like, this is the worst decision they probably could have made. Now he's over there having fun with Kyler Murray in Arizona. They're buddies, having a great time. And then there's the Texans over here with their hands empty. And then they didn't make the move today to try and get some draft picks. So that's even more frustrating.
Oh, that's right. Today was was the trade deadline.
Right.
So like I mentioned, you are a Houston boy. Uh-huh. Take me back to April 23rd, 2018, your debut in Houston. When did you find out? And B, what was your nerves before when you're warming up in the bullpen?
You beat me to that question, dude. I wasn't asked that.
Man, the news was overwhelming. It was weird. Definitely that day was weird because I had the guys that were throwing that day, ended up throwing that day, were like, they should have had a day off or, you know, they should have had one more day off or something like that. It was kind of odd. And I had thrown the Saturday night before. I didn't throw a ton of pitches, but it was just like some of the guys that threw before me, there was some pieces that didn't make sense. And I was like, what's going on? And then after the game, that's when I got called in the office by, why can't I remember the guy's name right now? That's not right. The AAA manager from 18. What was his name?
Oh, man.
Benny was a pitching coach. Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. That's terrible. But anyways, he called me in the office and told me we were going back to Mobile. And I was like, what? I was kind of confused, but I was just like, is this guy for real? And he joked to me, he goes, no, you're joining the team in Anaheim. You're going to big leagues. I kind of lost it right there. It was awesome. Just the way it all happened too. What's funnier is earlier that day playing catch with Hope Hackett. And then he comes over and he says, hey, you ever play catch with one of these? I'm like, yeah, it was a big league ball. Oh. And I have. He goes, here, y'all should just play catch with this Jesus for a little bit. I was like, all right. So that's what we did. I didn't think anything of it. We just played catch. Hofag didn't think anything of it either. He's like, we're just playing catch with a big league ball, I guess.
Wow.
Right. So, yeah, that happened during the day before the game even started. And then I didn't find out I was in Houston until my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, she had said, oh, wait, you're actually coming home to Houston. And that's when everything kind of released at home and whatnot. So my host family there was awesome. Rod and Lisa take a lot of good care of me, take a lot of good care of a lot of guys that go through Orem and Salt Lake. Went home from the stadium. And then they took me to the airport and dropped me off. And then, flew into Houston, met the team at the hotel that night. My girlfriend met me there. It was definitely surreal.
I mean, that airplane ride, though, like what – I mean, it's like all you're thinking, like, I'm going with the big leagues. I'm going to be there for, like, what's, you know, you can't do anything on the airplane, but watch maybe a movie or something like that. So what's going through your mind on your way to Houston to meet up with the big team?
Man, just the fact that I knew I was going home was the craziest thing because Secretary was like, we can get you on a flight here in the morning and you'll be here in the middle of the day, or we could try and squeeze you in. And I was like, look, I need to get there now. We got to go tonight. Right. So we did. It wasn't even that bad of a flight. It was like, I think it was like an 8 o'clock-ish flight. So time wasn't too bad either. I got in around 12:31. I remember the team got there probably around 11-ish, maybe 11:30, because I saw one of my teammates in the hall later on that night, and it was definitely pretty cool seeing him and then seeing my girlfriend in the room too. It was just like, wow, this is really happening now. And then we woke up the next day, went and had a normal – I had a McDonald's breakfast on my big league debut. I didn't do anything crazy. Because in Houston they have a tunnel system in their downtown, and it's a real big deal. There are tons of restaurants and little shops in there,
right,
and whatnot. So that's where we went down there, went down to the tunnels, had McDonald's breakfast, and then getting on the bus was probably a little more like surreal. It's like, holy crap, this is all really happening now too. Because you get on the bus, you know, you're more of a strict dress code. First off, I'm in like jeans and a button down now.
Right.
And then going to the stadium, whatnot, shook his hand right when I got on the bus, said, congratulations on being here. Happy to have you and stuff. And yeah, just put my headphones in. Had a bunch of guys walk by me, introduce themselves to me too. Everyone, the support and the welcome, like the welcoming was awesome. Like everyone's, you know, went out of their way to say hello to me or introduce me to themselves. Cause I didn't know everyone yet, obviously. So that was pretty cool. And then just going out to play catch. It was totally different. It was like, all right, you're definitely here now. We're out here right. Playing catch and whatnot. It's, and you start having some people hollering at you. There's a couple of people who went to my high school, like from the 70s and the 80s, finding out I went to St. Pius in 10th high school.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. The spirit of performance is what defines Acura, and now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Just yelling at, yeah, like, all right, because my high school runs pretty deep and like the community, like maybe not as much now, but like back when I like went to high school was there and whatnot. And the alumni, there's really big deal. It's a real big deal. And yeah, I had people, there's one guy in particular. I remember every time I go out to the bullpen now in Houston, he's always yelling at me. He just says, he just yells and says St. Pius. And this dude, I don't know, this dude's in his 50s or 60s yelling at me.
That's great.
So it's pretty wild.
And you probably had to see games there though, when you're young, right? And
yeah.
Now you're actually on the field.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what's pretty cool too. Right. You know, went there watching all those games, whatnot. One of the biggest games I can remember there as a kid was my parents got us tickets to the Boston Houston series. I can't remember when it was, but it was during the time, one of the times in Houston was like floating around really good. I think the closer was the Valverde then. So, okay. Valverde was a pretty good closer for those years in Houston and Detroit. And I just remember there was a high scoring game. It was back and forth. It was a pretty high scoring game. I can't remember what the final was, but it was just like back and forth all the time. Everyone's on the edge of their seat. So that's probably one of my favorite memories. There was a kid playing there watching the game and then playing there was just, you play in your home stadium, not home stadium, but your hometown with all your friends and family. There is definitely a cool moment.
Yeah. So you're talking about high scoring game, man. You were thrown into the fire in that first series, man. I remember you came out and I'm like, man, this guy is like, just was it, I mean, did you feel the energy or did you feel like you were throwing a little harder because it was, you know, the situation that you were in, or do you even remember any of it?
No, like in Houston's bullpen, it's pretty enclosed. So when you're throwing and they're warming up, I mean, it sounds like you're throwing a million. So you just have all the confidence in the world really coming to that bullpen. Sometimes it's seriously, you're warming up in there. It's just absolute gunshots going off. It's a lot of fun. But coming out there to the bullpen, the door opens up. You walk out. It's just the lights. The lights hit you. It sets in a little bit right there. And then the whole stadium's quiet. Nobody knows who this kid coming in is. And I hear this whole section of just nothing but people that are there to help support me and, you know, watch what was about to happen. So that part of it, being able to hear all those people just yell for me, was pretty cool. Definitely very special.
So obviously now we have to ask the really hard question. In-N-Out Burger, what are your thoughts? Being from Texas, and I believe what the big burger out there is Whataburger?
Whataburger, yeah, for sure.
Whataburger, oh yeah.
So what are your thoughts when you compare the two?
The In-N-Out Burger is not better, but I'm not going to throw shade and say it's terrible. I'm not that person. I do admit that I do like a good In-N-Out Burger. I'm not going to sit here and say it's a bad burger because I like secret sauce is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hate the fries either. I think the way that, cause the fries are fresh, aren't they? They peel them right there or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, the fries are pretty good too. I'm not going to sit here and totally hate, but we're talking overall burger. I still got to stick with my home burger. That's for sure.
What
just way more options too.
Yeah. I was going to say, which Whataburger are you getting?
I'm getting the original Whataburger. It sounds very boring, but the original, just number one, just the classic's very good to me. But I'm also like the breakfast there. If you're there,
yes,
if you go there like at 11, the breakfast hits you in a different spot when you get a Hub Chub. Good old honey butter chicken biscuit will hit you in a spot where you want to be hit.
I love their little pies. They're better than McDonald's. Like
I remember I had one of their pies. That's funny. Oh,
so good, dude. So good. I stayed out in Houston in 2004-2005. I was out there for a year working. Okay. And so I know all about Whataburger. So
absolutely,
I'm the opposite of you. I'm going to prefer In-N-Out, but I love Whataburger. Right? So you know what I mean? I think it's just, hey, I'm a California boy and you're a Texas
for sure.
boy. So you got to stick with what you know, right?
You got to stick with your roots. That's for sure. But like I said, I can't trash a good In-N-Out Burger.
So another thing I've noticed on your social media feed, which you're pretty active, and that's on Saturdays with UT football. Is that more so fandom for UT football, or are we talking Houston Texans? Which one ranks over each other?
Texans definitely rank over.
Okay.
Texas, the University of Texas has kind of just always run through my blood since I was a kid. I had a cousin that went there to college, just wanted to follow in his footsteps and go. I just wanted to go there. I mean, it's always been Tech, you know, just burnt orange running through my blood as a kid, that's for sure. So, I mean, I'm always pulling for Texas. I was there for some of the dark years. Charlie Strong years were rough. The Tom Herman years right now they're so exciting, but they're so, like, I guess diminishing is a word too. It's like you get this huge buildup.
Right.
And they just get let down a little bit, but Sam's a great quarterback. I think, I don't know how great he'll be in the NFL. You know, he's definitely going to get one opportunity probably to go play for a team. But I mean, I'm always playing for University of Texas football.
Last question for me. And, you know, you being a Houston guy, so you obviously grew up liking the Astros, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. You're now teammates with Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols would kill the Astros when he was in St. Louis. But more than anything, how is it every day watching a guy like Albert Pujols and a guy like Mike Trout? You know, the Angels are fortunate to have these players definitely on their team. How is it to see these guys day in and day out?
Their preparation speaks for itself. It really does. I mean, you hear some of the things outside, and then you get to actually see it all, like, in person, what they actually do with their work and how their routines are. Like, Mike's not a guy that always wants to go take BP outside. I would say I would see Albert take BP more than I do. That's just, you know, that's part of the routines. You know, Albert likes to be out there and probably see how he's hitting the ball, see where he's hitting the ball. And maybe Mike's like, I just want to take a day or whatever and not hit BP. So think little things like that in the routines where they want to see things a different way or give their body a break for a day, stuff like that. I mean, little things like that are impressive. I don't always get to see, like, their tee work or their cage work or whatever. I don't go down there at all. You know, that's not my area. But I mean, they're, you know, both of them, you always see them, you know, you see them watch film too. They're watching for any little thing that they can pick up on a pitcher, or just see maybe where a release point is or how a pitch is coming out of that guy's hand for that night or on that video, what the curveball might look like coming at him. So you see all the little nuances they do too to make sure that they're ready to go each night.
You know, and we kind of talked about this a little bit, but with the golfing and you know, all the pitchers are, you know, go golfing, but also I guess baseball players too, and just in general, superstitions. That's kind of, you know, a thing I guess baseball players are known for. Do you have any superstitions?
I do, yeah. I mean, so one of mine is my cleats. I don't have an order in which I put them on, but I have to tie them in a certain order, and they have to be tied. I mean, it's probably more so everybody. Everyone's like this, I would think, with shoes. But my the cleats got to be tied a certain way. Pants got to go a certain way over them. I mean, when I start my bullpen routine, is so dialed into doing, okay, this amount of throws here, this amount of throws here. Like, each situation will dictate how I'll do that, like a bullpen routine type of thing. You know what I mean? So it's always changing, but those, my two biggest superstitions, probably just the stuff I do in my bullpen routine. And then definitely the cleats, not necessarily put them on, but definitely how I tie them for sure. And then always have a certain way of, like, putting on my shirt. I put on my shirt first and then go to the training room, go grab what I need from there. And then I have to go back to the locker and then finish getting ready. There's no, like, go full uniform to the training room. I have to go a certain way, just my undershirt over there. Cause then I go put my jersey on. It's just the way I have to do it.
It's funny. We talked to a pitcher before and asked the same question about superstitions. No, I don't really have superstitions, but when I get in the dugout, I like to do this. And when I'm here, I'm like, that. I'm like,
it's like that would be a superstition.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's a different way of looking at it.
Okay, that's a good point too. So that's actually one of mine. Like, I always have, always get in the dugout. If I'm going to get out and go do like another inning or go get two more outs, I always have one cup of water right away, and then I get my second cup of water and I drink a little bit till I get to one out. And then once I get to one out, I drink a little bit more of it. And then I have two outs. I leave just enough for me to take a quick swig, grab a little bit and spit the rest of it out. That's always. And then the second I find out, like, manager shakes my hand when I'm done for the evening, I'll go fill up a whole cup of water, and then I'll put like 2 to 3 squirts of Gatorade in it, and that'll be it.
Now stuff to look for next time we next time we're on the field, and we can be like, "Where is he at? Where's that water?"
And it's weird because like those little things, like I don't know where, like because I used to pitch, and I used to pitch in college as well. So my thing was like I would spit like before every batter, I'd spit on the back of the mound, and then rub the spit out with my cleat after every batter, and I'm like, I had to. I don't know if it was a superstition or if it was a habit. I don't know what to call it. Thing.
I get called out on my spitting a lot. Like, there's if you look on some of my like, I think there's some videos and stuff for me like on Twitter of pitching, or I think I got a video of me pitching on my Instagram or throwing on my Instagram, and people comment about the spit, and they always talk about how aggressive my spits are.
Because
I noticed that after I strike someone out, I just spit, and I get hell. I guess it is like super aggressive. And I have no idea that I'm doing.
I'm gonna have to check that out. Now.
I know now there's a whole bunch of like a rabbit hole we can go down. Now it's the offseason. We gotta figure out something to do to keep us busy. And now we have something.
Right, but I mean seriously, that was something I would never just said. And if I pitched tomorrow and did it, I would probably wouldn't know I did it again.
That's hilarious.
That is too funny. So, Justin, I want to thank you for taking time out and chatting with us. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Really looking forward to getting seeing you back there on the mound. Fingers crossed, hopefully the end of next year. If not, definitely in 2022. But thank you again so much for taking time out and chatting with us on the All Angels podcast.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
What's up? Johnny Catfish here, ambassador for Groom Goon Beard and Body Care. Are you tired of your beard feeling rough and not so fresh? Do yourself a favor and do what I did and check out www.groomgoon.com. Groom Goon carries a variety of beard oils and beard and body soaps that will leave your beard feeling soft and smelling great all day long. Don't just take my word for it. Go check it out for yourself. Again, that's www.groomgoon.com. And at checkout, use discount code CATFISHTHEGOON, all one word, CATFISHTHEGOON, and receive 15% off your purchase. Why choose Groom Goon? Well, because your beard deserves it.
Hood Vicious, listen to my show, The Punk Corner, on KJ Epic Radio, every Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Our partners at Manscaped are forever changing the grooming game with their Weed Whacker. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology that helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor that powers a 360-degree rotor dual blade system. Its intelligently contoured design enhances the trimming experience and is waterproof, which makes for easy operation and cleaning. The only nose hair trimmer on the market with a powerful and rechargeable lithium ion battery that lasts for up to 90 minutes of use. Have you ever pulled out your nose hair with your fingers? That might hurt worse than nicking your balls. Manscaped is making whacking your weeds a time to look forward to, delivering maximum comfort while providing hygiene. Yes, you will get a replaceable blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking time clean and enjoyable. Look, fellas, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. It's time to upgrade your Manscaped routine with the Weed Whacker. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's right. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use promo code armchair. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds. The wait is finally over. Football is in full effect with many teams strutting their stuff. You might not be able to get to a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaches' props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. Head over to BetOnline today and use promo code armchair to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Again, that's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
And And we are back. Thank you again to our sponsors for making this possible, making this show possible, helping us out. I also want to give a quick shout out to at Archangel Pins on Instagram. That's Archangel Pins on Instagram. He's got a lot of cool designs coming up here. I believe he posted some of them on his Instagram, some sticker designs.
A couple guys.
Yeah. He gave me the lowdown. So there's some really cool stuff coming up. And so just keep an eye out for that. This interview we just had with Justin Anderson, great guy, man.
Dude, it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. I'm glad we were able to catch up with him, not only get progress on his injury, because especially with Tommy John, it takes so long for people to come back. I think people just kind of forget, you know, until they're really interested when it happens, and they're really interested when they're right on the cusp of coming back. The kind of in between, you don't hear a lot from guys going through it. So I thought it was a good time to ask him if he's interested. He said yes. So we talked to him, and then great information as far as where he's at, how it felt when it happened, and just all the other stuff too about his debut and all that stuff.
Yeah, and you know, everyone, and he kind of mentioned it in the interview, where everyone kind of, you know, responds differently to a surgery or an injury, and it's good to hear other guys. Is, you know, we've talked to guys before with the same similar injury, and they each had a different experience. So to hear his, pretty cool. But yeah, thanks again to Justin Anderson for being really cool and coming out here. And you know, it felt like we were talking to a buddy.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And we even kind of stayed on a little bit after we got done recording and talked a little bit. And that was really cool because, you know, these guys are busy. These guys have their own lives. Like, you know, you heard it in the interview. You know, he's married now. So obviously he has a family going on. So it was cool for him to kind of just chat with us on the interview and also to just chat with us afterwards for a little bit. So really rooting for this guy, hopefully to get him back. Like I said in the interview, hopefully by the end of 2021, if not definitely 2022.
Yeah, he's definitely a guy that you can look for in the later innings, 6th, 7th, 8th inning guy. Can even close the game out for you. So that's crucial for the Angels to kind of get back a guy like that, you know.
Right. So hopefully he's able to develop, come back better, and always cheering for those guys and rooting for those kind of guys coming back from something crazy like Tommy John.
Absolutely. So if you guys, again, you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns for the show, you guys can hit us up at allangelspodcast@gmail.com. That's allangelspodcast@gmail.com. Halo_Haven on both Twitter and Instagram. You guys can hit us up there as well. I know we're working on some stuff. We're vastly approaching a milestone here for us.
I think this one is 199 in the All Angels Podcast incarnation. I mean, Johnny started from the beginning. So those first, I'm going to say first handful, probably what, like 5-10 episodes, or probably wasn't with me.
It was probably 10 to 15 maybe.
Yeah. So, but from the beginning to now, we're vastly approaching the 200 number, and hopefully 200 will, not hopefully, it will be 200 will be when they sign a GM and we start getting into that kind of stuff with more than likely, hopefully, knock on wood, Red Bollinger from MLB.com. So when that GM news breaks, that's kind of when we'll come back and put another episode out there. Until then, we'll probably take a little break from now. The holidays are coming up. But yeah, as soon as that episode, or as soon as that news breaks for Angel fans, we'll come back and put a podcast out for our big 200.
Yeah, so be on the lookout at Halo_Haven on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm sure we'll post something kind of reminding you guys what's up. So with that being said, I am Johnny Maggs.
I am Dan Garcia.
Listen to another edition of the All Angels Podcast.